middle of Parshas Kisisa, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu about the Chet HaEgel, and Moshe Rabbeinu davens for the first time to save Klal Yisrael from total destruction, Moshe Rabbeinu turns around and descends Har Sinai with the Luchos in his hands. And Pasuk tells us that the Luchos Ksuvim Mishnei Avrehem, they were written upon on both of their sides. Mizeh Mizehim Ksuvim. V'haluchais Masa Elokim Hema. The luchais were made by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'amichtav, and the writing, Michtav Elokim Hu. It was the writing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Charus al haluchais. That writing was etched, engraved, cut out of the luchais. When we lost those luchais, and unfortunately we all know what happened with those luchais, so we lost more than two tablets. Chazal tell us that if those first luchais would have survived, Gemara in Erevin says that we would never have forgotten our learning. Midrashim tell us that the Malach HaMavis would never have had any Shlita. We wouldn't have gone into Golos. Medrash tells us that we wouldn't have had Yisurim. But unfortunately, those Luchais are gone, and we live in a different Tekufa. But unlike what one would think, those Luchais and everything that they represent, and the Metzias that they created, L'maisa have a tremendous nafkamina for us today, even in the world that we live. Mishnah and Kinyan Torah, last paragraph of Avos, it's really Bryce's, after going through all the different milas that somebody who's Isaac B'Torah L'Shma gets, tells us a wild thing. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, B'chol yoyim v'yoyim baskol yetzes mehar chayrev. Every single day a baskol comes out of Har Sinai. Tiferes Yisrael tells us that scientists said that you go there, you can still hear the echoes. U'machrezes v'yomeres, and it announces and it says, Oy lohem lebrius me'albayna shel Torah. Oy vey for the people who have the ability to learn Torah, and they embarrass the Torah by not learning Torah. Shekol mishein Isaac b'Torah, anybody who doesn't learn Torah has the opportunity, he doesn't, nikra nazuf. He's an oisvarf. In Cherem, downtrodden, debased. Shenemar, Nezem Zohav Ba'af Chazir. Somebody who has the ability to learn Torah, he doesn't. It's like you have a golden ring in the nose of a Chazir. Isha Yafa Vesaras Tam. A beautiful woman who smells bad. You have a beautiful Tachshit, you have beauty, and you put it into a matzav where it's going to be slugged through the mud. It's so absurd that you don't know whether it's a joke or whether to cry. And the Mishnah tells us two more things. V'aymer. V'haluchais ma'aseh elokim hema. The luchais were made by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'amichtav michtav elokim hu. Charus al haluchais. Etched into the luchais. Al tikra charus. Don't read the word ches resh vav tof as charus. You can read it as well as elacherus. Freedom. It's a remez that we're talking about that there's freedom in the luchas. She'ein l'cha ben chayrin ala misha isik b'talma Torah. That there's only one type of real free person, only one ben chayrin, a person who learns Torah. Third part of the Mishnah, b'chol misha isik b'Torah tadir, anybody who learns Torah always, harizem mis'ala. He's a person who's elevated. She'nemar mimatanav nachliel u'minachliel b'mais. So three points in the Mishnah. Number one, you have the ability to learn Torah. You don't, you're a nazuf, absurd. Number two, you learn Torah, you're a ben chayrin. Number three is that if you learn Torah, you're mis'ale. But what does it mean that a person who learns Torah is a ben chayrin? What kind of freedom is that? And why are you mis'ale? And what does it have to do with the first part of the Mishnah, that if you don't learn, so you're a nazuf? Pashup shat, Rashi says it, the Rav Mibar Tanura say it on the Mishnah there, is that Ben Chayrin doesn't mean a free man. It does. Not what it means over here. Ben Chayrin means an aristocrat. It means somebody who's of an elevated stature, a melech, a higher human being, and a person who has the ability to be that and throws it away, so he's nazif. Because what a waste. If he does it, he's misalit. But ain ben chirin al misha isik betalma Torah, somebody who learns Torah, so he's a real aristocrat. And you sense that. You sense that when you see a person who really, really learns Torah, he's a prince. But that's only on one level, on a simple level. Because if you look at all the Mamari Chazal, they seem to broaden and deepen our understanding of what this aristocracy that learning Torah really is. It's not just that he's a noble. There's something very special that's nogea even to us today. You take a look at the Yavis Durab Nassan. The Yavis Durab Nassan adds a word. It doesn't say that Isaac B'Torah is a Ben Chayrin. He says, Kol Misha Isaac B'Torah Harihu Ben Chayrin La'atzmai, for himself. What does it mean? Ben Chayrin La'atzmai. The Brisa Maseches Chakala adds another nekuda. Ein l'cha ben chayrin, not ela misha Isaac b'talmud Torah, ela ha'hoigah b'Torah. He harves in Torah. He's thinking in Torah, deeply, calculatedly. And then, of course, through all the chazalim that we alluded to before, there's the Medrash in Kisisa. The Medrash in Kisisa that we learn from Chorus al Aluchais. What does it mean? El l'cha ben Torah, el misha Isaac b'talmud Torah. Three things. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, al tikri charis el charis min hagalius. You're Isaac b'Torah, there's no galus. Rabbi Nechemya Aymer, charis mimal chamavis. There's no mal chamavis. Rabbi Seinu Aymerim, charis min ayisurim. You're Isaac b'talmud Torah, you're a free man. You're Haigah B'Talmud Torah. You're a really free man. You're a prince. But more than that, there's no death. There's no Yisurim. There's no Gullus. Gemara in Erevin says that you wouldn't forget in your learning. L'Nishtach HaTorah MiYisrael. It's a different realm. It's not just that you're an aristocrat. But when you learn Torah L'Shma, when you're Isaac and Haigah B'Talmud Torah, you're holding and learning. You transport yourself to a different place where no matter what's going on in your life, nothing can touch you. I'll tell you a story. A story happened a long time ago in this yeshiva, Bachar and Avreich, whatever. Almost visited by his father. And his father was, you know, visiting Eretz Yisrael, and he peeked his head into the base medrash, saw his son there learning. I don't think it was at the Kufa when there was air conditioning yet in the yeshiva and learning Gemara Bava Basra. And he saw his son, you know, fetching on a Taisvis or a Rajbo or whatever it was. Sweating because it was very hot and screaming, but with a big smile on his face. And he asked his son's friend, is he always so happy? And the son said, when he's learning, he always is so happy. He always has such a smile. And the father did whatever any good father would do. He turned around and he left. And later that day, he said to his son, you know, I visited you today. And the son said, what are you talking about? He said, I peeped my head in the base medrash, but you looked so happy, I couldn't even bring myself to say hello, so I just got my nachas and I left. Transported. In the middle of a sugya, when you're haiga b'tayra, you're Isa ben Chayrin La'atzmai. You make yourself free of all of the problems in the world. No matter what's going on in your life, all of the Yisurim, all of the Mavis, all the Shibud Malchias, all the Shibudim that we have. When you're inside the Rajba, when you're inside the book, it all can't touch you. And if we would have had that with the Luchas Rishonis, that would have been the reality forever. Unfortunately, we know what happened with those Luchas Rishonis. But we still have our Rajba, we still have our Taisvis, and we still have the ability to be Haigah B'Torah and be Oises Atzmai Ben Chayrub. As we approach the season of Chayrus and true Roimimus, and as we build towards Kabbalah Satorah, the Ner Machal Alumni Association of Yeshivas Teres Moshe is proud to present the next in our series of audios entitled Freedom, Chorus Al Haluchos. May we all be zeche to the chirus that Yigiyas HaTorah provides, and may our tefillas be niskayim, tka b'shefer gadol l'chirusim.